From Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Morning and welcome to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Made it to Tuesday. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Coming up on the program about an hour and a half from now, Scott Butcher from the Trustful Tribune. It's been a while since we heard from him, but he'll join us here in a bit. And then in the 11 o'clock hour from the Alabama Republican Party, Chairman John Wall making his weekly appearance on the program. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, 251-343-0106 is the text line. If you want to get in touch with the program, that is how you do so. But joining us now, we're going to kick it off here with our senior United States Senator, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing pretty good considering the last month of our country has been in peril. But that being said, it's a beautiful, I guess, summer day up here in the swamp, Washington, D.C., and getting ready to start another week of listening to this nonsense. But it is what it is, and we just got to continue the fight.
Well, before we get into the serious matters of politics and policy, college football season, how do you feel about it right now?
You know, it's very different with all this NIL stuff. You really don't know what people have. You can't build a team anymore. You buy a team. And I think there's going to be some really good teams. Obviously, Alabama's still going to be up there, and along with Georgia. Kirby's done a great job of recruiting high school kids and doing NIL. And then, of course, you got Texas and A&M that's rolling in. The two teams that are going to be that I've talked to coaches and looked at what they've done is Ole Miss and Missouri are two teams that are dark horses outside looking in. But, man, they're going to have good football teams.
Missouri seems to be a pick for a lot of people, but I guess we'll see. But it can't get here soon enough. It's a necessary distraction. here's where I want to kind of kick it off, and this is kind of broadly speaking. When Trump was on his way out or when he was running in 2020, and everybody's like, the chaos, we just want to break from the chaos of everything, and we need to, like, get something in different than Trump, and everything will hopefully settle down. I can't remember a more chaotic time in American politics in my lifetime than this last month. And it's just the chaos is with the other guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're fighting to maintain control. Look at what disastrous results we've had in just the 3.5 years that they've been in power. But, you know, they want a one world government. They want they're globalists. They want to remain in power. And you've got a half a dozen people in this country that I've been telling people that have been running it. Joe Biden has not known what day it is ever since he took election. He's just gotten worse. The media has hidden all this. Now they got caught after the debate. They didn't know what to do, but it was kind of their plan. Hey, if he fails, you know, we've got to urge things along and try to get somebody else in. Well, they managed to do it along with Hollywood and all the elites and people that want to remain in power. And here we are getting ready to anoint Kamala Harris. And, I mean, they were just ripping her not too long ago. Now all of a sudden she's the best thing ever. But that's how you do it up here. And we'll fight through it and see if President Trump can win this election coming up.
I got to assume you feel pretty good about it. I mean, still, it may not be – I don't even know, like, if it's an upgrade or a downgrade for Democrats, but it doesn't matter. Trump still looks strong at this point, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's strong, Jeff. They will just think of what's happened in the last couple of weeks. You know, President Trump came within a hair of being assassinated. Not a big deal to the left. They said a few words about it, and they've gone on now. A 20-year-old kid. Yeah, he's just crazy. You know, he tried to shoot President Trump. How'd this kid walk around for an hour and a half beforehand? walking around with a rangefinder and be able to get on a building with a rifle and take shots and kill people. It doesn't add up. We all know that. You know, this director from the Secret Service, she was one of Joe Biden's best friends, and she was head of security for Frito-Lay, and that made her qualified to run a $3 billion business and 8,000 agents. And, you know, she's never been to Pennsylvania. She actually was in Aspen when it happened, and she came to a convention in Milwaukee for some reason, took a tongue lashing from a bunch of senators. She's just a plant like a bunch of the other ones, and it was a sad situation that could happen again anytime. And you just noticed how quickly they got off that narrative and the mainstream media and got away from it. If that happened to a Democrat, we'd had chaos in the streets. But just let the people know, you know, we're in trouble, and this is going to be a fight to the finish. This is not one of those things. Kamala Harris is not up for election. The deep state is up for election. The people behind the scenes, Obama and Pelosi and Schumer, all the elites, the corporations, they're behind all this, and they're going to manipulate it. And I told people this, and I'll tell you this. I met with a CDC director about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She took Fauci's place, and she foresees a pandemic coming in the fall. She told me this probably around September, a bird flu. Well, what does that mean? Here it comes. They'll put all kind of things out there, regulations where you can vote from all kind of different places. I see everything shaping up the way it did last time, because they know they have to manipulate what's going on to get her elected. And they know if they can do it, our country will never be the same.
Well, tell me this, I guess I asked you this the day after the debate. Who's really running the country?
Well, I think it's by committee. I think nobody would really want to take the blame for personally, individually, for all the nonsense. We've let a few good people in this country across the board. Obviously, they're coming for the right reasons, but millions have come that I call garbage. It's just the prisons, the jails. I was at the Daring Gap a couple of weeks ago with the new president of Panama, and they've got people from Africa coming now, and CIA agents down there told me that high percentage of them were ISIS coming in, brought in by the cartels. We're in bad trouble here, and nobody's holding the Democrats accountable, because even the senators and the Congress people up here, this is nothing to it. You know, we need more people in this country. It's devastating, and our country can't, no country can survive this. Look at Europe. Europe is in chaos because of their mass immigration in the last 10 years. We're the only country they hadn't gained through globalization, and they've almost got us. And so that's the reason that they know if they can get 4 more years, it'll be over for the United States as we know it. They'll still be here, but it'll be controlled by the globalists, and it'll be chaos. And what you see now on the streets is just minor compared to what our economy would be, what the crime would be. They don't want to educate anybody, because they control you a lot better if they don't educate you. It's sad to see the greatest country ever go in this direction.
We're joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Coach, the question I would have is this. Now, the change from Biden to Harris, we'll see what happens. But down ballot, getting control of the Senate, the House, maybe they changing horses mid-race, they salvage a seat or two, but you still feel like Republicans are in a decent shape as far as Capitol Hill goes?
Yeah. Now, that's if it's a fair election. 19 states have decided now that they can allow these illegals to have driver's license and register to vote. Secret Social Security offices are taking in people in all the states, basically, and you come in here and sign up for Social Security, and that they've never paid in, by the way, you can register to vote. In fact, I'm going this weekend with Bernie Moreno of Ohio. We're going around and trying to help him. I think we got a great opportunity to get three or four, maybe even five seats, get us up to 53, 54, if it's a fair election. But you can't count these people out. They continue to let these people vote. You know, we had the SAVE Act go through the House, and I was one of the instigators of the SAVE Act. SAVE Act means that have safe elections, fair elections, have identification, and be a citizen. Well, it passed in the House, but not one Democrat voted for it, not one. They want illegals to vote. And we can't, obviously, Schumer will not bring it up in the Senate because he loves power. And so there will be illegals vote in probably at least half the states. Can we overcome that? We're going to have to get everybody out to vote because we're going to do it the right way. And we're spending millions of dollars at a lot of these polling sites in six or seven states to make sure they don't do what they did last time. Stop the counting, run people out of the building, and then start bringing in ballots and counting them. We have got to do it the right way. But I think we have a great chance to get the House, the Senate, and get President Trump elected. They know that. We know it. And it's the only way we can save this constitutional republic. Again, we can't go the other way with it, or we're in bad, bad trouble, worse than we are today.
Coach, is this still, throughout this election cycle, immigration has been like at the top of the list. But what do you think about that? I mean, the chaos in the Democratic Party, an assassination attempt of Donald Trump, and then just the general economic headwinds. Inflation continues to be pretty awful. What is it that is, you think, primary for Republicans to push out the voters?
Yeah, the stars are aligning. Nothing's going right. You know, the crime, the immigration, the inflation, the recession. Look at the farmers, Jeff. We've lost 150,000 farms in the last 3 years. 150,000. We've lost 25,000 farmers. They've just given up. I talked to farmers yesterday in Alabama on the phone. Had a call. This is make or break it year. And, you know, they can't depend on just their hard work. They have to depend on the good weather and the price. The prices right now are terrible. And we're going to have a huge problem with farms staying in business if we don't have a good year. But that being said, the stars are aligning. There's no reason that we shouldn't have won in 2022, though. See, that's what I keep telling people. You know, the red wave. And the red wave was there. The problem is, the red wave got overcome by something. I don't know what it was, but it got overcome by something in several states. And we better get that rectified. We better be able to count on everybody getting one vote and casting that vote fairly and honestly. If not, we can't win because these Democrats will do anything they possibly can to win it at the ballot box.
Last question, we'll wrap it up on this. The selection of J.D. Vance, you served with him in the United States Senate. How do you feel about that pick as Trump's running mate?
Oh, I think he's awesome. If he's going to take a senator, I talked several times to the president about it. Matter of fact, he called me about 2 hours before he selected J.D. There were several senators and he asked me what I thought, and I told him. And he knows I'll tell him what I believe, and I'm not a politician. And he was my choice. Now again, there were some other people that weren't senators that could have been good vice presidential candidates, but you come from our group. Obviously I've been around them, most of them for 4 years, and I understand them. And I wanted him to take somebody that's non-politician, that's fresh, got new ideas. And there's no doubt JD, poor kid, went to the Marines, graduated Ohio State in 2.5 years, went to Yale, understands our country, loves our country. Now, he didn't like Trump, and he'll tell you that. But after understanding the situation, he understood very quickly, hey, wait a minute, I've been listening to the media. I've been brainwashed by the mainstream media, and he came around very quickly. And so that's the type of person you want, somebody that's actually seen and understands the situation that's going on in our country. So I'm glad he's there. Again, I was a small part of it, but at least President Trump asked me my opinion. Now they're going to attack him because they've done everything they can do to President Trump, including trying to kill him. So they'll go after JD, and and they'll dig up everything they possibly can or make it up. But, you know, this is going to be a 3-month race. So folks, grab a hold and hold on. They're going to throw everything at you. Jeff, I was in Atlanta yesterday. I'm telling you, that CrowdStrike thing is another diversion away from what American people deserve. And what a disaster, from airlines to healthcare to a banking system, that glitch in the system. They call it a glitch. I call it a perfect timing by somebody to get everybody's mind on something else. But it is what it is.
Coach, we always appreciate your time. Let's talk again real soon.
Let's do it. It'll be an interesting time. Thank you, Jeff. God bless you.
Thank you. Tommy Tuberville, ladies and gentlemen, our senior United States Senator. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.